Your mother referred to that experience at OU. And when you came to OU, tell us how you were received there.
Well,
what year would that have been?
63.
Okay.
Right after I had come from the March on Washington that I didn't understand.
And you went to that March on Washington?
With our church.
Okay. Okay. I want to talk about that too, but let's talk about your OU experience first coming there.
Okay. When I first got there, I realized that they had one black student per dorm. Nothing to do your hair. You couldn't go to any of the beauty shops or anything there. But I remember when I got there and the white student was there and their parents were there, they were telling me I had to leave.
You were there first.
I was there first, but I had to leave.
Yeah, they came later.
The white parent did not want their daughter in a room with me.
As a roommate.
As a roommate.
And she called home telling us.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, no, you don't leave. If she does not want to stay there, she has to leave.
So I stayed, and then I can remember.
Okay, then what happened? Then did that daughter leave? Did that white girl leave?
Yeah.
And did you get another roommate?
Yeah, and then they left. Eventually, I just ended up
by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which was the best deal going.
Yeah, she did.
I never got a roommate, so I had a private room. It worked out really fine.
I paid to be black, didn't I?
But you know, that's why I was telling Mother them that they focused on education, but they didn't tell us about the real world. People see me now and they think, oh, she's just angry, but I evolved into that. Mm-hmm. And thank God for my parents that I was able to move back to some sanity and civility, because I got called a nigga in the classroom, and there was nothing you could do about it. J.J. Ryan, the School of Social Work, he was still alive when I was taking the classes, and I raised my hand, and he said, nigga, and you answered the question.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And then you walked on campus, and from my dorm to the library or wherever I went, it was black bitch, nigger. Just a whole bit.
Really
now, I soon got to be friends after a while with girls in the dorm, and I'd lie out in the sun with them when they were suntanning, which I didn't understand. But I had long sleeves on. But they got so red, I put Noxzema on. So we were just like typical girls in the dorm. But once we got on campus, and I said, oh, hi, Margaret. Margaret didn't know me. She wouldn't speak to me. Outside the door.
How are you processing all this?
I cried. Mm-hmm. I called home begging Daddy to let me come home and leave that place.
Yeah.
Daddy let me call for a month. And then after that, he said, I heard him tell the operator, tell her to write. That's what I had to do.
Tell her to write.
To write me. Uh-huh.
Jean, how are you taking all this?
Well, there's a whole lot to be said for prayer. Because since we didn't prepare them, you can't really prepare anybody for this. You can't prepare.
Well, it hadn't happened to you.
No, you can't really prepare. But I knew it was there.
Yeah, but
I knew it was there, but I was not confronted with it. And it was not in the schools where she went, because there was nobody there white. You know that this is going to happen. You know that once they get their education, there's nothing that anybody can do about it. You can take everything else, but you can't take
that
away.
Telling me.
So we just grinned and bared. That was about the bottom line.
When she hung up, you and your husband had to be.
Yeah.
Did you ever do this kind of talk? Well, maybe we should let her come home?
No. No, we never thought about. We really never thought about. They were going to stay there until they got put out, because we were not going to have them come home because of this kind of thing. Because in the first place, we knew they were smart enough to make it. They had the capacity to learn.
Okay.
And we knew that.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't raise any dummies. You know, they're like that crazy, but they were smart. So
watch it, mother.
Yeah, but you know, but kid is capable of, we knew that they were capable.
Right. If she would just stick it out.
All they had to do is stick it out and apply themselves.
Right.